this mountain must be lift up our voice and lift up our hands to the Lord. The mighty one will be removed tonight. This mountain must be removing Jesus' name. This mountain, oh yes, us. Oh yeah, by my spirit, by my spirit, says the Lord. Brethren, it's not by might, it's not by might. It's not by power, it's not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. Oh yeah, it's not by might, it's just we need to declare it. It's not by power, it's not by power. By my spirit, it says the Lord. This mountain, this mountain, it has been removed. Be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed. By my spirit, by my spirit, this is the Lord. This mountain, this mountain, it has been removed. Has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed. Oh yes, by my spirit, says the Lord. Lift up your voice because you know the mountain has been removed. Lift up your voice, I'm going to bless the name of the Lord for another time in His presence tonight. Lift up your hand and just want to worship Him. Thank you for January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Now this is the last day in the month of August. The mountain has already been declared moved. Lift up your hand and to bless the name of the Lord. If truly you know that the mountain has been removed in your life, lift up your hand and just worship Him. It's worthy of your praise. There's no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and not the God who is like unto thee. Who is like unto thee, Lord? Father, we thank you for the mountain that has been removed. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord because the mountain has been removed. The mountain has been removed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just worship Him because the mountain of deliverance has been removed in your life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Just thank you, Lord, thank you. Aha, yes. Open your mouth and declare that one. The mountain has been removed already. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you for how far you have helped me in this journey. Open your mouth and pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. If not for God have been on our side, what shall we be saying by now? Thank God because you have helped me so far in this journey. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that one. Father, we thank you for how far you have helped us in this journey. The journey of singleness. Open your mouth and pray from the past years up to now. It's by the glory of God that you are still alive. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I thank you for giving the power in the name of Jesus to wait upon you up to this moment. Be that way, exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. See, any sin I've ever committed in my life that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. You know, I always pray this prayer. Have mercy, Lord. The devil can use a particular sin to say no to answer prayer. Father, tonight, oh Lord, any sin I've ever committed, whether in the secret, whether in the public, Father, forgive me tonight. Every sin of my body that I've committed with my body, that, oh Lord, please forgive me tonight. Wash me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Any sin in my life that I've ever committed that I want to stand against my prayer, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Aha, prepare. I bless you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive mercy. In Jesus, the only thing is, I be do Calvary. I demand in the blood of the Lamb and in the blood of Jesus, my life has been made new. Say, oh, blood of Jesus, make my life whole tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Let the blood of Jesus, you be to Calvary right now. You now drink the blood of the Lamb. You need to drink the blood of Jesus for your life to be made whole. Father, make my life whole. Father, make my life whole. In the name of Jesus, make my life whole. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, I've been to come out tonight. In the name of Jesus, make my life whole. In the name of Jesus, I've been to come out, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, my life must make sense. It must make me. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in tonight's prayer, hear my voice from the throne of grace. Open your mouth and pray. Thank God to hear your voice from the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Father, hear my voice, oh Lord, in the name of, thank God. You have been praying. You have been fasting. This time around, thank God to hear your voice from the throne of grace. Father, when God dwells, he said, in the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. There is some decree you need to make tonight. I don't want you to joke with it at all. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. The Bible says, In Mark 11:24, he said, therefore, I tell you today, whatever you have in prayers, believe that you have it and receive it, and it shall be yours. My brother, my sister, there are some dangerous prayers we are right. He said, whatever you ask for, when you pray, he said, once you believe it, you will receive it, and it will surely be yours. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled. You are going to decree the first prayer point loud and clear. I don't want anyone voice. You want to make a decree now. Job chapter 22, verse 28. He said, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Don't say this one doesn't concern you. You don't say this one looks somehow, but pray it as I'm soon saying. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my wedding date. Hear the word of the Lord. Manifest by fire. Help yourself into that prayer. It's a decree. Don't jump with it. The devil manifest. Lose your own temper and pray that prayer seriously. Your wedding. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Declare that one. That sister needs to pray more than that. Open your mouth and pray. Enough of delay. The mountain will be removed. The wedding day will manifest. It must manifest. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, it must manifest. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray that prayer one more time. There is somebody here. The wedding date has been postponed to further notice. If you can pray that prayer, you will find out that you will be asking yourself, it will look like Psalm 126, that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream. So if you will keep your mouth shut, it's up to you. But if you can decree that thing tonight, the Bible says it shall be established in heaven. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my wedding date. Hear the word of the Lord. Manifest by fire. If you want this year, mention this year. Open your mouth up. In the name of Jesus, we shall manifest. Hold your manifest. Aha, that is it. That is what we are talking about. Help yourself into that prayer. In the name of Jesus. He said, when you ask God for anything in prayer, once you believe it, you will receive it, and it shall surely be yours. You are asking God as you are praying. Tell God tonight, the death must manifest. My sister, help yourself, my brother. This is what is going on. Nobody can stop it. In the name of Jesus, nobody can stop it. The death must manifest. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the day must manifest. The day must manifest. In the name of Jesus, it must manifest. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, We are praying. Ha. You are going to pray again. So that is a decree. Oh. A close mouth is a close destiny. Like I read to you earlier, Mark 11:24. He said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe it, you will receive it and shall be yours. You are going to send this online and clear. Say powers. Postponing my wedding date to further notice. You are a liar. Pray. You are so nice. You are so beautiful. And yet they are postponing the date before that notice. Enough is enough. Aha. Yes. Open your mouth. Enough is enough. Da. Aha. My brother, my sister, you better adjust that change. In the name of Jesus, if that day is being postponed, they will bring wrong people to your life. Open your mouth and pray. Any power that want to postpone your wedding day before that notice, they must be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what is happening. Pray. In the name of Jesus, command them to pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say, we can power. Bring you from life. You know that some powers, what they do is that everybody you are meeting, they are always wrong people. They are always wrong. Is that I've seen a sister very beautiful before. Years ago, a man just appeared from abroad to 1 meter in Nigeria, and the man deceived her until they've done introduction, until they've done engagement, about to fix wedding date, was when the sister realized that the man had got 3 children in this London, and he came to Nigeria as if he was single. I pray for somebody here. The power that is magnetizing wrong people to your life, today, that power shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, that sister, she felt disappointment. She was disappointed. She left that one, went to another one. It was another wrong person from Canada. It was up to today. You don't need God to know what's going on now. You need to pay. Shout this one down and clear. Say, we get power. Attracting wrong people to my life. Hey, you are a liar. Da. Open. Look at what is up here. Pray. Open your water prayer. Open your water prayer. Somebody needs to be delivered to them. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, my brother. Today is the day of deliverance. Pray. This is a prayer you need to be dangerous and be angry about. Open your water prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power attracting wrong people into your mind, into your life. Open your water prayer. Yes. Open your pray. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. In the name of Jesus, aha, that is what we are talking about today. In the name of the power that you are attaching, wrong people, enough is enough. Pray. Wrong people into your life. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray. There is somebody here. The date that God has ordained for you is even closer than you expect. But it looks as if I've not even seen the man yet. I've not even seen him. How will this day come to reality? You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Pray this one without apology to anyone. Say, my date of divine marital celebration. Hear the word of the Lord. Manifest by fire. Pray. Your date of divine marital celebration. That date will manifest. It must manifest. It will manifest. Nothing can stop it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pharaoh tried to stop the children of Israel. But yes, God made the way in the Red Sea. Open your mouth and pray. It might look as if you have nobody now. But I can guarantee one thing. The day is fast approaching. The day is right now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, it's a marriage. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't make any difference. There is somebody that has some powers. They manipulate good people around you. Some problem, they will be overwhelmed with problems that they will not even see when you come. That's why you see some women, they saw men like this. And you are going to pray. Say, witchcraft manipulation going on against my marital settlement. Hey, this one is not a joke, gentleman's prayer. If you desire that God must settle you this year, if you are too gentle, you might not settle down. Shout this one out and clear. Say, witchcraft manipulations going on against your marital settlement. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Aha! Now you know what we need to pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Ta, shata, ta, shata. Any manipulation going on somewhere, it might be through your friends, it might be through your neighbor. They can manipulate you anyhow. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. It might be through the person you are reporting your case to. They are the one behind your case. Open your mouth and pray. Any manipulation going on against your marital settlement, be wasted, be wasted, be wasted. Scatter! In the name of Jesus, open your water, prepare, help yourself to them. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. The date you have ordained by heaven for people to gather to celebrate you. Ah, that day, in the name that is above every other name, as soon as you say amen to this prayer, that day will be manifested in the name of Jesus. It shall manifest. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. I've been telling you before, those of us who have been doing it for a while, a long time now, if you have established a covenant, that's why we need to continuously pray for it with anybody. Whether you signed it, whether you verbally say it, whether it's through sexual intercourse, a covenant has been established. And once you establish that covenant, beloved, it will take the devil just only 1 second to stamp it down. That as long as this person is old, a covenant can be set up somewhere. Therefore, there is no marriage for the person. You are going to pray. I don't know the one you have organized. No, I didn't do any sense with anybody. Good luck to you. Congratulations. It might be a verbal covenant that, you know what? Without you, I will not have anybody. You know, many of us, when we were young, we say, you are the only sugar in my tea. There is only cockroach in my cupboard. All this kind of, all this blah, 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 blah. You are signing a covenant that we don't know. Amen. You are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any evil covenant that I am into right now affecting my marriage, break by the power and the blood of Jesus. Oh yeah, break, 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 break. Aha! Oh yeah, break that covenant tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself to pray that prayer. Open your heart and pray. Break the covenant, my sister. Something must happen in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Let your name deliver. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself, save yourself. Help yourself, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. Obadiah 1:17. He said, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Beloved, many of us need deliverance. And there shall be holiness. So by mathematical calculation, deliverance plus holiness is equal to possessing your possession. He said, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and also there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob, I don't know your name, put your name there, and Shemu shall possess his possession. You must possess your possession. There is something designed for you from the spiritual realm that you must make for in your life. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Anything that belongs to me, that is in the wrong hand now, appear, locate me in the name of Jesus. I possess you now. I possess you now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Everything that belongs to you in the name of Jesus. For you to possess your possession, you need this deliverance prayer. Help yourself tonight. Anything that belongs to you that is in the wrong hand, that is stolen by any man, any woman, I recover you now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray to recover your possession. Open. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Aha! That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I know. way that sister is praying that prayer. Oh yeah, recover now in the name of Jesus. Recover now in the name of Jesus. Aha. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. There is somebody here, a particular rope that has tied you down is about to break. That rope is about to break. If you can pray this prayer for yourself, you have dwelt too long on this level where you are. The enemy are not affecting your job. Thank God for that. They are not affecting your beauty. Thank God for that. But they are waiting at the edge of you moving back. You know what? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. In Proverbs 18, 22, he says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor. Many of us are overdue 10 years ago for this favor. Some 5 years ago for this favor. But you cannot possess that favor until you a man finds that woman. Until a woman is being found by man. Beloved, that favor is the automatic added benefit. It's an added benefit from the throne of grace to everyone that is married. He said, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. I know you are beautiful, you must be a good thing. Good Lord, you are handsome, you must be a good thing. But somebody, that sister, somebody has been using spiritual touchlight to look for you. That brother, you are using touchlight to look for somebody. The sad story is that the person might be behind your house, you don't know. The person might be on the bus tomorrow going to work, you don't know. The person might be on the train, you don't know. Beloved, until you look at the thing, the favor that God released upon marriage, you might not be able to possess it. Gather your strength and pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, give me power to possess my possession in the name of Jesus. This year is running to an end, Lord. Father, give me power to possess my possession. What do I give me power? Father, give me power. Father, give me power. Father, receive the power. 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 That sister must receive the power in the name of Jesus. Receive the power. Aha. Yes. My sister, receive the power. Receive the power now. You must possess your possession. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus, you must say upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the son of Jacob shall possess your possession. And I receive the power to possess my possession. In the name of Jesus, I receive the power to possess my possession. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shout this one out clear. So, God, arise! Deliver me from stagnancy and loneliness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, deliver me. Aha! From stagnancy and loneliness. Tell God to deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Oluwa, deliver me. Oh, ya kaba baba. Deliver me, Oluwa, deliver me. Ah, deliver me, oh Lord. By your power, oh, by your favor. Deliver me, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, deliver me, Oluwa, deliver. Ah, tell God to deliver you from loneliness. Tell God to deliver you from stagnancy. You have dwelt too long on that mountain. You need to move forward. Open your heart and pray. Father, move me forward. Father, move me forward. I need a change of status. In the name of Jesus, Father, deliver me, Lord. Father, deliver me, Lord. Father, deliver me, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, deliver me, Lord. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, satanic supervisor. See, that one is just to get there. They will wait. When you are about to locate the person, they will just distract you. They supervise you. The person that's supposed to open your mouth and say, just hear the Lord. They will put a so much problem in that person's life that the person will not be able to open their mouth at all. It's a satanic supervisor. Until you fight that supervisor, the person might not be able to locate you. Shout this one out clear. Satanic supervisor that is sponsoring delay and stagnancy in my life. Ah, you are a liar. Die. I love the way you are praying and praying, my sister. In the name of Jesus, this supervisor must die. This supervisor, supervisor monitoring your life every night. They must be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus. Prepare. You must possess your possession. In the name of Jesus. You must possess your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Jesus said in Matthew 19:5, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father's house and his mother's house and cleave unto his wife, and two of them shall become one flesh. But what we discover now, that man and woman are leaving their father's house, they are leaving their mother's house, and they are renting an apartment on their own, contrary to God's plan. Ah, you need to pray. You are supposed to be in that man's house now. That man, you are not supposed to be alone sitting in the house. Something must happen somewhere. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, powers! Delaying the manifestation of my marriage. You are a liar! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Aha! Prepare! Now you understand. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that says I will not set you down maritally, you are a joker. Die. In the name of Jesus, you are not my God. You did not create me. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. We read Obadiah 1:17 just now. That upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Beloved, Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, he said, from the days of John the Baptist up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and until when you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. God knows that you are an agent of favor. That sister, hearing my voice now, if you are glued to that man, definitely a divine favor will be released from above. That's why the enemy is doing everything possible, not for you to locate the person, not for you to send it automatically, so that the favor that God has destined for you will be in that. I am here to pray for somebody here. Any power anywhere, from your village, from your father's house, that is in the favor of God, from descending upon your marriage, hear the word of the Lord. That power shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, Lord. You are going to pray the next one like this. Many of us have got to the level of almost being frustrated. It's called the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3, he said, a spirit of heaviness. That spirit is a dangerous spirit. That spirit is what comes upon you, and when you remember that, I'm now 42 years, nothing is happening. That spirit will just sit down on your heart. And it will look as if the whole world has sitting on the center of your heart. You will need to high blood pressure. It's the spirit of frustration. It's there. It's there. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Many people are suffering from the spirit of frustration. Whereas, if that person would have looked, God knows, he said, two of you shall become one flesh. He knows that when you become one flesh, your frustration will depart. I decree to somebody's life here. Any power anywhere that want to frustrate your journey in destiny. Any power anywhere, they say they will not disturb your degree. Any power anywhere, they say they will not disturb your masters. Any power anywhere, they say they will not disturb your career. Any power anywhere that is waiting for your money that you will never manifest. Hear the word of the Lord. Maruzeketemo. I decree that power shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, spirit of frustration, aside to waste my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Die. Aha. Command the spirit to die. You better chase the spirit out of your life. Chase them out of your life. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of frustration. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Help yourself tonight, my sister. In the name of Jesus, the spirit must get out of you. In the name of Jesus, your life must move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help yourself to them. In the name of Jesus, the spirit must get out. In the name of, I refuse to be frustrated. I refuse to be frustrated. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be frustrated. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I refuse to be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer, Lord. In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. I pray for somebody here. The spirit of peace and progress will take over your life. In the name of Jesus. Sooner than you expect, God is about to give somebody a speech. Speed to move forward. Speed to forge ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall receive speed. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Beloved, there are some of us. Whether you don't need to doubt about it, I receive lots and lots, not even on this line, internationally. I receive lots of messages through our website on this one I'm about to address. It's called Spirit Husband and Spirit Wife. If that spirit is in you, I've told you several times what they do. You dream getting married in the dream. You dream having sex in the dream. You dream working with somebody that you don't even know. You dream all sort of spiritual dream. This dream is an activity of spirit husband and spirit wife. You are going to pray. You are a man here, you say spirit wife. You are a woman, you say spirit husband. The Bible says, having spoiled the principalities and power, he made a public show upon them openly, triumphing over them. Tonight, you will triumph over that power that is always delaying good things from happening in your life. In the name of Jesus, shout this one loud and clear. Say, any spirit wife that has married me in the spirit realm, hey, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mind and pray the prayer. The spirit husband, the spirit wife, they must die. 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 They come to molest you in the dreams. You know something is going on in your body, yet you cannot even control it. Many of us, you see so many things in the morning, and you know that this is not normal. It's an activity of spirit husband. Help yourself to that, my sister. Divorce yourself from that spirit. In the name of Jesus, open your mind and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, if you are experiencing what I'm talking about, you understand it yourself. It's only you that will understand this. People around you might not understand. What you need to do, before you go to bed, charge your life with the fire of Holy Ghost. Charge your environment with the fire of Holy Ghost. Say, I charge my environment with the power of fire of God. I charge my environment with the fire of Holy Ghost. I charge. You are going to pray. Now pray this prayer above yourself. Say, every covenant between me and any spirit spouse. You know when you do that in the spirit, they are so jealous that they don't want anybody to come near you. They will do everything possible. That's why when all real people see you in the morning, they love you in the morning, they saw everything about you, you meet their requirement, and suddenly something will just come up. They just change their mind. You know what? I don't think, what happened? Nothing. I told you before, I know a brother. Brother, very vibrant, dedicated in the work of God. He was so fervent. But any sister that this man speaks to like this, say, hello, sister, don't say the Lord, should we? The brother, the sister was just saying, oh, yeah, no problem. First week, no problem. Second, by the third week, maximum, the sister will not pick phone anymore. We're not talking about what's going on here. The brother will call, send message. When they sorry, I don't feel like I'm done. What has he done? Nothing. Did he commit any kind? Nothing. Did he do anything? Nothing. Why? It's an activity. The man has had a dream. The dream was that he saw that he was on a bike, going like this, on the same bike, with the ex-girlfriend behind on the bike. Bike man was driving. He was in the middle, and the lady was at the back of the bike. And suddenly, the lady was putting on the wedding gown, and in that dream, the lady just dropped. She dropped on the and she came down, and that was the end of it. Ah, before you know it like this, my sister, the lady just called her, sorry, I'm done with the relationship. Why? It's an activity of a spirit husband and spirit wife. Until you, many of us, when they close their eyes on the bed like this, they begin to dream people having sex with them. You try to open your eyes, you couldn't do anything. It's an activity. If this thing is going on, my brother, my sister, it will be very, very difficult for some people to get married. That is why we say upon Mount Zion. You need to go to Mount Zion, which is the place of prayer, that there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possessions. You are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any spirit that has married me in the spirit realm, ha, you are a liar. Die by fire. Anything that married me in the spirit realm, I hate you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Da, 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 ha. You better pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Anything that married me in the spirit realm, enough is enough. Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has married me in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, I divorce you now. I divorce you now. I divorce you now. I divorce you now. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus, I divorce you now. Now. In the name of Jesus, I divorce you now. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The Almighty God is about to beautify your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray this more loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father, I am overdue to settle down maritally. Appear in my situation. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. Appear. Father, Lord, I am overdue. I am enough of letting alone. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I am overdue, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, arrows. Pray against arrow now. Arrows of marital delay. Fire into my life. Hey, my fire. Pray. Arrows of marital delay. You better let them by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray the prayer. In the name of Jesus, open. Aha! Arrows of marital delay. Oh yeah, by fire. Aha! By fire now. In the name of Jesus, my brother. Pray. Arrow of marital delay. Oh yeah, by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Ha. In Jesus' name, we are praised. Say, I decree and I declare. In the remaining days of this year, oh Lord, connect me to my divine partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, in this remaining days of this year, Father, connect me with my divine partner. Father, connect me, Lord. Father, connect me, Lord. I cannot continue like this, oh Lord. Father, connect me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, connect me. Thank God to connect you. My sister, my brother, tell God to connect you. Tell God to connect you. You need that person that will make your joy full. Open your mouth and pray. Father, Lord, let God connect you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Now we want to be calling those things. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, whatever you desire is what you desire. You desire it. I wish I just married this something like this. That is your desire. Anything I wish I have this kind of degree. It's your desire. He said, whatever you desire, when you pray. He said, it shall be done. He now said one funny thing. He said in Matthew 7:7, he said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. Beloved, many of us have asked, but yet you have not received. Many of us are not even seeking. I don't know how you are going to find. And even he said, he that find it, he will find it a good thing. Some people are not even finding. He now said, knock the door, and the door shall be open. Some people are even scared to even knock the door. How will the door open? Ask is A, seek is S, K is K. Is no, knock is K. A-S-K, you need to ask. You are going to lift up the voice. Say, my father, my father, my father. I decree by the mandate of heaven, I shall settle down mightily in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. There is a grace coming upon somebody tonight. In the name of Jesus, you need to get this favor. You need to get this favor. Favor will take you out of labor. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Ah, my season of favor has come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Your mouth will be favored. You must be highly favored. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha! That is it, my brother. In the name of Jesus, your life must be favored. You must move forward. Enough is enough. Something must happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, I must be favored. In Jesus' name, we pray, beloved. I want everybody to open to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, let me see. I don't want to share this, I don't have much time. Everybody should please open to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. I read from verse 20. The Bible says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. So what you say is what I'm feeling, not pounded yam, not a bonus soup, not a Chinese rice, not a, is what you say. The fruit of it, what kind of fruit is coming out of your mouth? Some people, the fruit, this man doesn't understand. I'm giving up, daddy. I don't think I'll manage. It's a fruit you are sowing, and the fruit will germinate. He said, a man's stomach is filled or satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and from the produce of his lip, he shall be filled. What kind of words is coming out of your mouth concerning your marriage? You know, I don't think I can never. One thing I failed to do, and I decided not to do it, was that I don't underestimate anybody. When I was going to marry my wife, in fact, I don't ready now. I don't have time now. The word that it was in my mouth. A man's stomach shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. What fruit is coming out of your mouth? Favor is what you should be calling for. And you cannot obtain that marital favor until you are glued together. Verse 21. He said, death and life are in the power of tongue. Look at this thing. They are linked together. And only those who love it can eat the fruit. Are you sure you love what you want? The power of tongue? Those who love it can eat the fruit. He now said in verse 22. He said, He who finds a wife. So it is man, the Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled. There is somebody looking for that sister. The person has been going left and right. Every Eve, there is an Adam. And God has ordained somebody to make your life better. Unfortunately, the person that has been looking for you, he who finds a wife, find a good thing. I remember my junior sister, when she was going to get married, one way or the other, she was working in the bank in Nigeria. And in that bank, they start working with me around 6 o'clock in the morning. They finish by 11 o'clock in the night. How will some person find a wife? Tell me, husband, rather. How? Except you marry a banker. That's all. That you can leave home 5 o'clock in the morning, come back to 11:30 in the night. She was doing that until one day, somebody called her. Oh, oh yeah. You cannot have a life like this. Saturday, she's busy up and down meeting. Sunday, go to church. No, I can't go to church. I'm sleeping. I'm tired. I'm doing that. I rest. What? You find that you and there's a brother looking for this, my sister. Oh, he doesn't know. But one day, the day she decides to, you know what? I'm putting down my resignation letter. I'm done with this job. The brother appeared. And when the brother appeared, hello, hello, Jack Robinson. Before you know it like this, I don't know what they talked about because I was not there anyway. But before you know it like this, today, they are married with 3 children and they are living their life. Why? A man was searching, but she was in the wrong place. You enter work 7 o'clock, come back 11 o'clock. How will the man find you? Monday to Sunday, 7 days in a week. You can't find a wife, man. He said that he who finds a wife. So there is a man looking for this woman. He finds a good thing. Not only that, and after finding a good thing, the Bible says he obtained favor from the Lord. There is a grace of unusual favor that heaven release upon he who finds you, that my sister. And you, that brother, he who you find, there is a favor that will take your 2 years, 5 years, 10 years labor, you will turn it to just only one day. That's it. Ah, we are going to pray. You need to look at the person. Because until you look at the person, you might be seeing the person as cheap. You might be seeing the person as job. But you need to pray to the Lord. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Wherever my divine spouse is on at the moment, I am available. Anywhere your divine spouse is, Father, I am available. Thank God you are ready. In the name of Jesus, everyone is about to release the favor. You locate the person, the favor might not locate you. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. I don't know why God said that you say this, but let me give you a story of my own personal self. When my wife and I just met, I told you how we met, that's not a story anymore. When we met, I was absolutely nothing. Nothing. When I say nothing. But you know, when you are nothing, you'll be looking for, I need somebody who is something so that we can. But God said, no, your ways are not my ways. This is the person I've ordained for you. I did not take notice of it. And before, madam, he said, yes, so really? Okay. But as you see me, so I've been nothing, no job, not I'm just myself. He said, no, that's, he said something that really touched my heart. He said, I am not looking at you now. I'm looking at your future because I know you have a future. Yeah. Men, see, women see more than men. I said, okay, no problem. The first encounter, when we got married, the one room that was renting that time, there was the kettle there. If you see the level of life skill that was in the kettle, I didn't know what was my mistake with the life skill. I just boil water and make my tea and go. So one day she went to the kitchen. So in the repeat, she said, sir, ma, what kind of kettle is this? I said, it's what I mentioned when I rented the house. That's what I got. He said, this is dangerous. You can't be dangerous. Okay, when will I get money to go and buy another kettle? £5. I don't even have cover. He said, okay. She now gave me a card to go to the shop. My bike to me. I don't know how to spend my money. I just kept the card in my pocket. The first day, she didn't see it. I said, I had no time. Second day, she didn't see it. She said, where is it? I said, I don't know how to. I should go to my own work. And everything. I said, madam, you know what's going to happen? I can't spend this. I'm not a kind of person that I spend my money. I don't know. I said, no. That we have been together. God has ordained us together. Whatever happened to you, happened to me. I felt moved. That it left to me, and I said no. But when I hear what God is saying, I say, you know what? Let me consider this more. That is what brought us this far. We are 16 years in marriage now, to the glory of the Almighty God. Why? Because he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I was in a one-room apartment Today, God has brought us to a mansion. Why? Because the favor was released. My brother, I have a prayer to pray for everyone tonight. Especially if you are busy, if you are ready and desperate. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, the grace to receive the favor, it shall fall upon you now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You know what? The Bible says, man does not think the way man should do. He said, the way man thinks, it's for the way man thinks, God thinks. He said, the thought, I have to worship the thought of good and not of evil to have a future at home. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Ha. Say, my father, my father, my father. Ha. I am overdue for this divine favor. Ha. Release it upon me now in the name of Jesus. Tell God to release it. Because once you look at the person, once you get married like this, automatically, you don't need to pray about it. Everyone will release the favor. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I need to meet that person. Ha! Oh, no, I need to meet the person that will connect me to him, O Lord. That will cause I connect to her. And there shall be favor from above. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha! Pray. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Look at what's going on now. Pray. Help yourself, my sister. Today is the day of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you look at that scripture, in Proverbs 18:22, it says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And obtains. Let me explain something about him. When you obtain something, you get the thing. You don't need to pray about it. When you obtain something, you acquire the thing. You don't need to pray about it at all. When you obtain, you secure a particular thing. When you obtain, you procure some things. When you obtain, you derive and earn. This is an added benefit. It's like somebody believing God for a job. And after you receive the job, then you cannot talk about allowances. Car allowance, health allowance, this allowance. You can't talk about allowances until you get the job. So you can never talk about the favor of this government until you get connected maritally. You know what? This year, in the name that is above every other name, for everyone under the sound of my voice, that person that God need to bring your way, that will make your life so easy that you expect, receive the grace to meet the person in the name of Jesus. You shall meet the person. 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 You shall meet the person in the name of Jesus. You acquire certain favor. You secure certain favor. You just come by your way. You win an automatic heavenly divine favor. You are going to pray like this. Say, my father, my father, my father. Wherever my divine partner is right now, I am available. Pray. Tell God you are ready. My brother, you are not too young. My sister, you are not too young. Thank God you are ready. In the name of Jesus, thank God you are ready. Because you have committed to the honor of God, the favor must come. The favor must come. You must obtain the favor. You must acquire the favor. You must get the favor. You must win the favor. You must win the favor. In the name of Jesus. That is what I'm talking about. Yes. In Jesus, mighty name of pray. Say my marital secret. We are not numbers. Say my marital secret. Be revealed to me now. Pray. Tell God to reveal the secret to you. The marital secret that you need. In the name of Jesus. That best thing that will make your life better. Tell God to reveal to you. Oduwa, reveal to me. And my father, Mama Jabi Oduwa. In the name of Jesus. I don't want my father son to catch up with me, O Lord. Father, reveal to me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Few more prayer points. Say, my original glory. The Bible says, your glory shall arise for your light has come. And the glory of God is risen upon you. Say, my original glory. In the area of my marriage, manifest by fire. Pray. Tell your glory to manifest. You must arise, Marusekatebo. Open your mouth and pray. Enough of struggling. In the name of Jesus, enough of struggling. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I must arise. I must arise. My original glory. In the name of Jesus, I must arise. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Say the grace to move to another level in area of marriage. Locate me now. In the name of, you have dwelt alone in that career. You need to move the level of marriage. The grace to move there, I receive it. Open your mouth and pray. There is favor waiting for somebody here. You need to obtain this favor. You don't need to pray about it at all. Just locate that person. The favor will be released. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the grace, oh Lord, I receive it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let me get to thank God for answer prayer. Say, Father, I thank you for the answer prayer. I trust you, Lord, and I believe surely that this month of September, you will remember me for good. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Tell God today that you have been waiting from January till now. It seems nothing is happening, but you know for sure, in this month of September, something good must come my way. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. I thank God for that prayer. Pray. Yes, Lord. Yes. Tell the Lord tonight. Father, Lord, something will come away. Something good must come away. It must come away. Tell the Lord. The good thing must come away. Enough is enough. You cannot continue like this. People must gather to congratulate you. Thank God for answering the prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. The word is congratulations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Congratulations. Very soon that you expect, look at Jesus. People shall gather together to say this thing physically to you in the name of Jesus. The favor that you have prayed about that will take you out of labor, that favor will locate you this year in the name of Jesus. I pray the grace, O Lord, to ask, to seek, and to find. That grace will come upon somebody here in the name of Jesus. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Don't let us forget tomorrow by the grace of God. It's a special service, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock or 11:15 thereabouts. It's what we call commandable service. And I want us to fast into the program. If you have the grace to fast at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, it's fine. Just fast and pray and believe God that He will do what He wants to do in your life. So by 10 o'clock, by the grace of God, we shall gather together on this same platform and we shall speak into the month of September. It is declared as the month September is in September to remember. You must remember it for good. You must surely remember it for good. In the name of you will note the date down there. Surely, Oluwa, this is my bottle, and surely something must happen in my life. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Keep the hope on, and I will hear your testimony very soon. Thank God for the testimony that will be coming in all left and right, but I know that yours shall be the next. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Tomorrow is commanding month. Get yourself ready. We are going to dance and worship the Lord because we are entering to the Ember month. So everybody must show their. I want to see everybody's face so that I can dance myself. Seven thunders. Hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow by God's grace.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you and your family. Good night.
God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
MFM Stockholm. God bless you. God bless you. How are you?
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. People from Stockholm, God bless you. It is very with you. God bless you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow by God's grace.